Hi, I'm Bill Arnold. Thank you for listening to this highlight from Real Recovery. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes this possible. Thank you.
I think we want to do it from a place that we realize that God's God and we're not, but we can be comforted by that. And so when we look at his attributes, you know, that we know that he loves us unconditionally. And that's such a different lens than how the parent they usually had loved them. Because usually the parent they had, the parent needed to be loved more than they had a capacity to love. So once—
Can you say that again? That was really good.
The parent they had, most likely, that parent's need to be loved by the kid was greater than their capacity to love the kid. And so when the kid isn't acting in a certain way, you know, the parent doesn't, you know how to handle that. The parent's need to be loved is greater than their capacity to love. And that's the problem. So all I'm saying is it makes the person really also not be real excited about this whole idea of having a heavenly father and the whole idea of turning your life and will over to God, because when they've done that to an authority figure before in their life, it didn't go so well. But once
that
they
fits, yeah.
Is that fair? So
yeah.
But once they get comfortable with that and yield to the Spirit, then you usually find a softening a bit. Because once you know you're loved and accepted and approved, we all desire that, then you have a chance to be a little bit more content in yourself to know that, you know, God's got this. Let's see what the day brings. You know, there's a freedom to just be who we want to be from our inside out. We don't have to be as frightened as quickly. We can start catching the fears when they come in. We can start realizing the drama we're in. Slowly but surely, God changes your name. And so it's, again, it's like I mentioned earlier, it's a process, but that's that first step, is really yielding to God's mercy and his love for us.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this podcast stream possible. Information available at myfaithradio.com.